we begin this morning, the next prophet in the Old Testament, the book of Joel. Joel's rather short, three chapters instead of 14 as Hosea had. And we know really nothing more about Joel as a person except for his father's name. He seems to have lived in the southern kingdom of Judah, and we're not even certain of the timing of his ministry. He doesn't really give it away, focusing on specific events. And so most commentators say if God has not revealed it to us, then it must not really be that important. But what is important is the explicit statement that he makes that his speech was nothing less than the word of God. The occasion for his prophecy is a severe plague of locusts that had devastated the land, plagues that even continue in the Middle East into our own time. Locusts that are quite large, I won't describe them because some of you will go, ooh, really loudly. But in one square yard of soil, there can be 60,000 locust eggs. And as they hatch, they literally eat everything, including the bark off the tree. This part of the first chapter that we're reading describes trees being white. Well, that's why they're white. This plague is coming. It is a real plague of locusts, but it's a calamity that is a type and a warning of the awful judgment that is yet to come. Because the plague, Joel says, is a sign of the day of the Lord. Now, the day of the Lord throughout the scripture refers to different periods when God sends judgment, but in its full sense, in light of the New Testament, we know that the day of the Lord is the final judgment, that which accompanies the return of Christ, when he will punish the wicked and deliver the righteous. You see, whenever and wherever evil prospers, the day of the Lord is always at hand. And although that day may be delayed, inevitably it will come to pass. We're reading just the first 12 verses of this first chapter, because when judgment's announced, there's always a call to repentance. For although the judgment promised is fearsome, today is the day of hope. Hear now the word of the Lord, Joel chapter 1. The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. Hear this, you elders, give ear, all inhabitants of the land. Has such a thing happened in your days, or in the days of your fathers? Tell your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children to another generation. What the cutting locust left, the swarming locust has eaten. What the swarming locust left, the hopping locust has eaten. And what the hopping locust left, the destroying locust has eaten. Awake, you drunkards, and weep, and wail, all you drinkers of wine, because of the sweet wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. For a nation has come up against my land, powerful and beyond number. Its teeth are like lion's teeth, and it has the fangs of a lioness. It has laid waste my vine and splintered my fig tree. It has stripped off their bark and thrown it down. Their branches are made white. Lament like a virgin wearing sackcloth for the bridegroom of her youth. The grain offering and the drink offering are cut off from the house of the Lord. The priests mourn, the ministers of the Lord. The fields are destroyed. The ground mourns because the grain is destroyed. The wine dries up. The oil languishes. Be ashamed, O tillers of the soil. Wail, O vine dressers, for the wheat and the barley, because the harvest of the field has perished. The vine dries up, the fig tree languishes, pomegranate, palm, and apple, all the trees of the field are dried up, and gladness dries up from the children of man. The judgment awaits. In Joel's day, pictured coming of a plague of locusts. In our day, as we await the return of our Savior, we can be assured that it will come, because it has always come in different times, in different places, and in different ways, but God's judgment is sure and certain. And we as his people should rejoice that our righteousness depends not on our works, but on the work of our Savior, even Jesus the Christ.